Es hat also sich nicht so wirklich gesagt, wenn wir Juden mit Sachen schaffen darf man hey. Sagt der Mishnah regarding dough that's stuck in the crack of a kneading bowl. If there's a kazayis of dough in one place, you have to get rid of it. If there's not a kazayis in one place, it becomes bottles of the bowl, it doesn't have to be removed. The same is regarding tumah. If he's particular about the dough being there, it's considered a chatzitza. If he wants it to remain in the crack of the bowl, then it's considered to be part of the bowl and it will not be a chatzitza. Sagt der Gemara Yehudim name Shmuel said, when the Mishnah says that if the dough is the size of a kazayis, it has to be removed and destroyed, that's only if the crack being filled by the dough is in a place in the bowl that does not hold water. If it's in such a place, it need not be removed because he intends for it to remain there permanently and is considered part of the bowl. It would seem from this that even in a place that does not hold water, if it's less than a kazayas, it need not be removed. Others say that Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said a piece less than a kazayas need not be removed if the crack is in a place in the bowl that holds water. If the crack is in a place that does not hold water, even less than a kazayas of dough would have to be removed. It would seem that even in a place that holds water, a piece larger than a kazayas would have to be removed. There's a brisa that says like the first version, and another brisa that says like the second version. These brisas seem to contradict each other. Ravuna said, remove the lenient brisa that follows the first version because it must be incorrect. Rav Yosef said, we can say that the brisas follow different tanoim who argue this point. The brisa says, moldy bread must be destroyed. Rav Shimon Elazar says, if it's no longer being kept as food, for example, a block of yeast that's being used as a chair to sit on, it need not be destroyed. The Tanna Kamma must hold that a kazayas of chametz never becomes bottle, and therefore he would say that it must be removed from the bowl, even in a place where it holds water. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that it would become bottle and need not be removed. Furthermore, Abaye asks, this doesn't answer the contradiction of the brises regarding a piece of dough less than the size of a kazayas. Abaye said, both brises follow Rav Shimon Elazar. The brise that says the piece need not be removed refers to the place in the bowl that does not hold water, but is used in the kneading process. Therefore, the dough less than a kazayas is intended to be left there. The brise that says it must be removed refers to the part of the bowl above that, and that's not being used for anything, and that's what it refers to. Rav Nachman and the name of Rav said, we pass in the Kashim and Allah's effect, and where we find that Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi and the name of Rav said that a block of yeast used as a chair need not be destroyed only if it's smeared with plaster. If not, it would have to be destroyed. So you see that Rav says that we don't pass in the Kashim and Allah's effect. The Mara says these two statements of Rav cannot be reconciled, and one of them has to be therefore incorrect. Rav could not have said both of these statements, and therefore only one of them is correct. Zakhti Gemara Rav Nachman and Shmuel said, with regard to two half-sized pieces of dough in a kneading bowl that are attached by a thin strand of dough, if they can be carried by lifting that thin strand, they're considered connected and have to be destroyed. If not, they need not be destroyed. Ula said, this is only the halacha for a kneading bowl. If this situation existed with two pieces of dough in a house, they must be destroyed even if they're not connected, because it's possible that they'll be brought together when someone cleans the house. In fact, the Gemara Ula said that they asked in Eretz Yisrael, what if one piece is on the ground floor and the other is in the attic? What if one piece is in the house and the other is on the porch? What if there are two houses, one within the other, and a piece is in each of these houses? So Ula asked, what's going to be in those cases? The Gemara leaves off with a teiku. Zakhti Gemara Brisa says, if bread became moldy and is no longer fit for human consumption, but it's fit for dogs, it's still subject to food tumah if it's the size of an egg. And if it's Torah Truma, it may be burned with Tomei food on Erev Pesach. Rav Nosson says it is not subject to food Tomei at all. Next, Abraisa says, if one put flour into the bowl used by tanners, meaning used in the process of tanning hides, within 3 days before Pesach, it must be destroyed because the flour is still considered to be edible. If the flour is put in more than 3 days before Pesach, it need not be destroyed because it's rendered inedible. Rav Nosson said, that's only if the hides weren't put into the bowl along with the flour. If the hides were put in, the flour is rendered immediately inedible. Rava said the halacha follows Rabbi Nosson.